I invite you to the apothecary's office. This office was where Georg Friedrich Bunge held consultations with patients and prescribed medicines. We have a rather interesting hourglass here, which measures exactly 25 minutes. This was the precise amount of time the apothecary was obligated to dedicate to each visitor. During this time, he carefully listened to the patient, inquired about their relatives' illnesses, made a diagnosis, provided feasible medical assistance on the spot if necessary, and prescribed the required medicines. On the desk lies an antique visitor registration journal and a record of prescribed treatments. In this office, you can check the time with the dial of a unique Swiss clock, which is over 150 years old, yet still works and chimes every hour. The clock not only tells time, but also reminds us of the value of every moment spent in the pursuit of knowledge. Here, the apothecary spent a lot of time in conversations with Kyiv's noble personalities, discussing new scientific theories and medical discoveries. G. Bunge was a respected figure in scientific circles, had a strong education in botany, chemistry, and pharmacology, and was involved in electricity, manufacturing thermometers and barometers, and even lathe work. Being a talented apothecary and a highly cultured person, as well as a true businessman, Bunge understood perfectly that without marketing, sales wouldn't grow. So he began organizing various activities at the pharmacy. In the evenings, Kyiv residents gathered at Bunge's house with good reason. They could always learn about new preparations and innovative treatment methods, information which Bunge regularly brought from Europe. In this hall, music played, poetry was recited, and lively discussions about art, science, and philosophy unfolded. Here is a piano from 1891, a kind of attribute reflecting the estate owner's involvement in the city's cultural life. The musical instrument is tuned and still radiates melodies from the past. Of course, all who wished could sample exotic drinks and buy novelties from Europe. And girls would peek into a magical 18th century Venetian glass mirror made of 7 layers. It was rumored that if you looked into the mirror and made a secret wish about a groom, it would surely come true. Mr. Bunge received his most distinguished VIP clients in a separate room, the library.